Yes, the reality is that no matter how hard some of us work or how talented we believe ourselves to be, there will always be something that will be suppressing our talents or someone. So that is how we, in the end, view ourselves and see things for what they really are. Now, how is it that we can be better and how do we succeed in life? We're joined on the line by a coach, Rohit Desai, who is a transformational and business coach, motivational speaker, and mind power graduate. Rohit, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Okay.
Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much having me on your program.
Thank you for joining us. This afternoon, we talk about, you know, the craving for success and how we will be happy when we achieve it. Now, let us begin by, asking you to define what is really success. How do different people view what is success?
Okay, well, success means, having achieved a goal. But to many people, success may be different. So it can also be like to achieve power, to achieve money. Some may have a different goal they want to achieve, and it's a milestone they want to achieve. And there's so much things where we can describe success is. But success to me is also like a journey, You keep on putting your goals, and when you achieve that, you call that a success, but it carries on. You stop there, you continue, And success also means fulfillment. It also means you have done something which you set your mind to, or which your life's purpose is, all towards your dreams and goals. And ultimately, it's about happiness.
Yes. Does success always bring happiness?
Not really. Now you're putting it in a box. You can have all the money in this world, power, success, fame. But, if you're not healthy, if your mind is not calm and you're always sick or you're not happy or your relations are not good, then what is the point of having that kind of success?
Yes.
So it's not final, it's a continuous expansion of happiness and progressive realization of their goals.
Then we seem to have a lot of pressure from society that we need to succeed. Why is there such pressure to succeed?
Oh, that pressure is huge, because I will talk more about in context with millennials, today's youth. The pressure is so much from the parents that, what they didn't achieve, they want their children to achieve. And what they're so busy in their pressurized lives and they don't concentrate on the kids or what they want or what they really want to achieve or what their passion is. And they constantly compare, so-and-so's kid is this, and so-and-so's kid is this, and he has got a car, he's already a businessman. And, that pressure is just horrendous. And then what does society feel also? And they think that if you become a doctor or a lawyer, then only you are successful. So only academic achievement to me is not success. And that pressure is so much that you find so many of these millennials taking wrong decisions in taking a course they don't even enjoy, they don't even like, and they just are forced to follow that because, yes, the parents want you to do that, or the society says that's the only way you're going to achieve success. And that is so huge on today's youth that they get so burnt out with this pressure. And they go into stress. And when you have stress, what happens? Your wheels fall apart. You're not happy. Your health suffers, hello, are you there?
Yes. True. Now, when we look at the success, you spoke about the journey to success. Many people look at possessions as a means of success. Why is that an unhealthy mindset?
Well, it is an unhealthy mindset because I may today have a Porsche or a Mercedes-Benz, but if I don't have a good company or good or my family or my good friends to travel with, what's the point of having that? And if I am not happy internally, you know, your mind is so powerful. You've got to be happy. And those possessions, it's unhealthy that, oh, I must have this. Then only I'll be perceived to be happy. No, that is not correct. It's unhealthy.
Yes. Mm-mm. If all the milestones of success are achieved, will this make a person contented? How would one gauge, you know, whether you are happy or not? Some people make themselves feel that they're happy because they've achieved so much.
When they achieve any goal, when you put a goal in life and say, look, I want to achieve this particular goal or milestone, when you achieve it, yes, you will have that sense of achievement, you will feel confident, you will feel happy, you know, but you don't stop there. What do successful people do? They continuously put new goals, new milestones to achieve. And then one thing is very important, that what is success? You know, success means, you know, if you are successful, then you are setting an example, right? And your success benefits who? Firstly, yourself, yes. Secondly, your parents, your family, your friends, and society as a whole. Because you are going to be seen as a person who people look up to, that, look, he struggled, but look, he set his goals, he achieved them. And when you become a better human being, which is very, very important, because you can be successful in terms of money, power, and all that, but if you're not a good human being, it's difficult. You don't enjoy that. I don't call that success. Because, you know, when you reach that, you should be in a position that you empower other people. You encourage other people. You become an inspiration that they can achieve what they want to. And thereby, by helping and uplifting other people, especially the underprivileged, it gives you such a boost in your life. You know, giving is so important. And gratitude, yes, is very, very vital. The more you give,
yes,
you get.
Certainly. So, in order to sum it up now, if we would like to live a life that is fulfilling, that we achieve success, what are the practical points that we need to follow through on? What are the goals that we need to set for ourselves?
Okay. First and foremost is you must live your dream. Otherwise, someone else will use you to fulfill their dream. So in other words, your dream must become so important to you. It must be your passion, you know. And once you have that passion towards that particular goal or dream or milestone, you will achieve success. And that's important. And confidence level, you know, will just go sky high.
Yes.
And they go to take steps. And what steps do you take? What do? You set goals. And what do you set? Achievable, smart goals. You know, today's pressure is so huge. They just want to overnight look at Mark Zuckerberg and say, wow, he's in his 20s and he's a billionaire. Oh, I got to do that. The pressure from the society, the parents, the spiraling costs. And it's just like, I got to have this tomorrow. And then they do not follow the path, or they do not follow the steps of putting those smart goals, you know. And when you put your smart goals, and that's the way you can then achieve more. You can't do everything at one go. Today, you don't have patience.
Certainly.
And it's very important that you got to look. And you know what? People get burnt out by putting so much pressure. Okay, they put too many goals. Oh, let me do this, let me do this. No, someone tells, don't do this, don't do that. Instead of that, you know, do what you want to do and what is achievable. See your strengths and ask for help today. these millennials are so fortunate. There are so many coaches out there who are there to help them. You know, mental health is so critical because these pressures can lead to stress, and stress leads to doubt, fear, worry, anxiety, and then you fall off the rail.
So yeah.
They must have patience. You know, yes, prayer is important. You know, get your mind right, do meditation. You know, be healthy. So if you're, I always say these three things: mind, body, and spirit. The mind, you calm your mind. Have a calm mind, then you can absorb more. And you can help by doing all this, like meditation, you know, exercises. And there's various things like you do positive affirmations, you know. You set a little routine and make sure that you eat well, you sleep well. And don't get burnt out. You don't have to work 24/7. You rather have a work-life balance. Balance your life. Separate it from your personal life and your work life. And you will
attract, certainly.
And you will attract good things in your life. You know, help others and don't compare yourself to other people. You are unique, you are special, and you are here for a purpose, and fulfill that purpose with passion.
Certainly. We appreciate your time, Rohit. Thank you very much for motivating us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for having me.